This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
You're listening to Chatterbox with Brett and Andrew on Joy 94.9.
Good evening, Australia, and good evening, my love.
Hello, my love. How are you?
Oh, look, I'm all right. We're very tired again, aren't we?
Oh, shush. Nobody wants to know that. Who gives a flip?
Well, it was... We were very busy over Easter.
Nobody gives a shit about that, quite frankly, either. But no, we were.
You're in a great mood tonight.
I've got devil in me again.
Jeez Louise. My love.
Yes.
It's Chatterbox. It's our last show for this grid.
It's our last show for quite a while. We're going away to do other things people don't really give a shit about.
No. We're selling the house.
Yes, we are.
We're selling the house.
We are. We're going to take some weeks off.
Yes.
So
go on holiday, aren't we?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. We're going to do some love. But we've got a wonderful, wonderful final show to go out with.
We have got the fabulous Adam Richards.
Fabulous.
Coming up. Very excited. She's going to talk about a new show, Split Seconism.
You're going to have trouble with that.
I'm going to have... Why two words of the same letter?
You could never get Courtney Thorne-Smith.
Oh, so my God.
No chance.
Oh, God. How many times has it become Courtney Loves Cox?
It was
every single time.
It was a minefield of Courtney's.
Oh, my love. Now... Now,
yes,
cracking first track, my love.
Yes, we do. Yes. We've got an amazing song. It is Tom Brown with Funkin' for Jamaica. And it's an homage to our guest tonight, who is probably our most Jamaican guest that we've had on.
Yes. Of course, the irony is it's about Jamaica in New York, not Jamaica the island. And this goes out to a big dedication to Naomi, who now lives in France.
Yes.
And she actually posted this the other day, and I thought it was, what a great track.
Indeed. You're listening to Chatterbox with Brett and Andrew on Joy 94.9.
I'm glad one of us is professional, my love.
Chatterbox with Brett and Andrew on Joy 94.9, and that was our first track for the night, which was
Funking for Jamaica.
Oh, you went right over the top of me.
No, I did, my love. won't be the first time and it won't be the last time tonight. My goodness. My love.
Yes.
Who is our fabulous guest tonight?
Oh, my God. It literally is the most fabulous guest we've ever had on.
You've seen her on Outland. You've seen her...
Spicks and Specks.
Spicks and Specks. She's doing a comedy festival show. She's normally here Tuesday afternoons for, well, for the non-drive drive show.
Getting you home. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Chatterbox, the gorgeous, fabulous Adam.
Oh, stop.
You've got to clap yourself on the show.
Oh, sorry.
Put your back into it, woman.
I'm giving myself a standing ovation.
Like Oprah. Welcome to Chatterbox, my love.
Oh, thank you, darling.
Welcome, now, welcome.
I do love your abuse of the pronouns. I'm enjoying it.
Oh, you'll get a letter.
Yeah. We tripped Anna Murphy up a couple of weeks ago.
Anna Murphy was so funny. He's like, no, it's a he. It's like, oh, you're on a go radio station, girl.
Do you know what? I once had a threesome with a couple of bears.
God, what a punch. I'm waiting for the punchline.
No. Oh, it's a very long story, but I won't go into it. But anyway, they lived in interstate, and I saw them a few months later at a gig interstate. And they said, you know, we were talking about stuff. And I said, well, I haven't seen you girls in ages. And they go, we're not girls. I'm like, oh, my God. I call all of my straight friends girls, and they never get their backs up. But as soon as you say she to a bear, it's like,
don't you dare! I'm a man!
And they've all got the Martha Stewart guy to live in easy.
No, then they proceed to talk about their favourite Doris Day movie.
I know. I loved it years ago. We were somewhere like the Laird, and all these leather girls were out. Oh, leather boys. Sorry.
Leather men.
We're in the front room, and a friend of mine whispered, and they said, oh, he looks all butch. You know they're just exchanging recipes for pumpkin scones.
It's
true. And everyone had a girl's name.
Yes.
And I just thought, oh, how I love that.
Bernice.
Southern hibernation is just a bring and buy.
It's a car boot sale.
Oh, my God. It's a Jacana.
Now, darling, you're on taking you home. Not drive spot.
Not drive.
I don't like to
use the D word when we talk
Why
about the show.
Why is that?
Because if you've been in the traffic...
Which I was tonight.
Yes. You know, there's very little driving happening. It's often a crawl. You'd be quicker to get out and walk. Except you've got your giant handbag on wheels to take with you. So I don't like to remind people that they're not driving anywhere. That's why I like to say we're taking you home. Also the implication I might be there when they get there.
And you've also got your new show starting next week, isn't it, for the Comedy Festival?
Oh, the Comedy Festival, yes. Split Secondism, which is...
Thank you for pronouncing that,
Split
Adam.
Secondism. I know you're thinking it's not actually a word in English, which it's not.
Yes.
Also written on the poster is are four Chinese characters, which say Split Secondism also.
Oh, really?
Is this your white album?
It's... No, it's a story in the show. My boyfriend, who is Chinese, translated one of those tattoos for me in The Chemist.
Right.
And we're in The Chemist.
The Chemist.
And there's a guy in front of us, massive arms, and like four big Chinese characters down the arm. And he's just going, oh my God, do you know what that says?
Sweetheart, we're in The Chemist.
Yeah. People are buying cream for their anal fissure. Shushy. Shush. So after I bought my cream, we went outside. And he told me, he said, it doesn't even say anything in Chinese. I was like, well, what is it? He goes, the closest translation is split second-ism. And I was like, I wanted to go and ask the guy. I was going to say, what is your tattoo meant to say? Yeah. But then I thought, A, his arms were huge.
Yeah.
Yes. B, he's permanently scarred with that now. And C, you can't ask that question while a Chinese man is standing next to you going... My boyfriend's a graphic designer. Goes, the font is terrible. It's like getting a tattoo in Times New Roman. Oh, sweetheart.
Oh, speaking of that, remember that drag queen?
Helvetica.
Oh, my God. Helvetica of Brooklyn.
Heaven.
Isn't that fab?
That's a great name.
Oh, my goodness. Hey, you're listening to Chatterbox tonight with Brett and Annie and our very special guest star, the fabulous Adam Richards, only on Joy 94.9.
Bring joy to the world. Listen to us everywhere. Download the Joy smartphone app now at joy.org.au.
You're listening to Chatterbox with Brett and Andrew and our guest, the fabulous Adam Richard on Joy 94.9.
Now, Adam, thank you for being our guest on our final show of the season.
I'm very excited.
But we're going to go back in time and talk about... We can't even afford those effects.
No.
go back in time and talk about little Adam.
I was never small. Like, I was such a fat baby.
Birth weight.
10 pounds.
Oh.
10 pounds.
Anesthetic, cesarean.
I cracked. Oh, my poor mother. I was 2 weeks late.
Were baking.
I was due at Christmas, like Jesus. But unlike Jesus, I turned up 10 days into January.
Oh, my goodness.
She was not happy. She tried to have a natural birth. She was induced. I was dragged out with forceps. She used to say, if it wasn't for the forceps, he'd still be in there.
With his arms folded.
And she used to call me Mr. Magoo as a child.
Why?
Because I was so fat, my eyes were closed for about a year. I did look like Mr. Magoo. You know, he was always squinting. Yeah, that was... My cheeks were just up in my eyeballs.
Aww. So where did you grow up?
In Brunswick. I was telling people say, where were you born? I say Carlton, because that's where the women's hospital is. But yeah, grew up in Brunswick. You know, it was not this hipster heaven it is now.
Pre-hipster.
Yes, it was...
What was it like back then?
Oh, God. I was one... In my school, like our school, there was 1,000 kids in my school.
Oh, wow.
Like, it was huge. And then when Jeff Kennett closed it in the 90s, they were like...
Thank you, Jeffrey.
Barely 200. Now it's apartments. Glamorous. But yeah, I was one in a class of 30. My class of 30, I was like one of 6, I think, Anglos. So... Yeah, although I had an Italian surname, so I kind of fitted in.
Yeah.
but, yeah, so it was awesome. Like, my next-door neighbours on one side were Greek, Italian on the other. We had some Greeks over the road. We had Christian Lebanese on one side, Muslim Lebanese on the other side. It was quite the melting pot.
Yeah.
And we kind of left Brunswick as, you know, as all the Vietnamese families started settling from... You know, well, from the war, essentially.
Yeah.
Like, it was the 80s. And then we went to Coburg for a while. I lived off Bell Street. And I still survived.
Picturesque part of town.
I used to walk the dog around the prison. It was beautiful.
Which are now also apartments.
Which are now also apartments, I know.
So are you a big family?
No, it's just me and my sister, my mum and my dad.
Yep.
And, you know, the various succession of dogs that often had to go to the farm.
Oh. Do you know, we had somebody on one night and they were like, blah, 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 and the dog, and it went to a farm in the country. And it was like...
We were like, really?
And we laughed.
Really?
And they were like...
What do you mean?
What?
And it was like, oh.
No.
Did we need to explain the Easter Bunny and Father Christmas at the same time? And they were sort of like, Easter Bunny?
What do you mean there's not a rabbit that doesn't shit chocolate?
So what was school like? What was junior school like? Was it
primary school? Primary school was awesome. I was a really good student.
Yep.
Until about 15.
Yeah. Lost interest. Just got bigger than school.
I just, you know, I went to school in Carlton, high school in Carlton, and there was...
Back to the mothership.
You know, it was becoming gentrified.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
There were a lot of kids who had a bit of money, but also there's, you know, the commission flats in Carlton. And so there was a lot of access to bad things.
Illegal substances.
So maybe in high school I was badly behaved. And my accounting class, I was spending too much time counting other things.
Oh. Or as mothers like to say, easily led.
Yes, very easily led.
Now, Adam, part of being on Chatterbox is
you
tell your story through song and chat. And your first track tonight, a classic ABBA song.
Well, the reason I chose this song is because at the age of 4, when I could not really do much else, I could sing this song word for word.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah. And in primary school, I did once go and I sang Edelweiss in the school concert.
Oh.
I know. Throwing flowers out of a basket. How butch.
There she is, the flower girl.
Mad Mary with a basket of flowers.
But yes, I knew all the words. I still know all the words to this song.
Oh, look. And here it is now, Mamma Mia by the fantastic ABBA.
You're listening to Chatterbox with Brett and Andrew and our guest, the fabulous Adam Richard on Joy 94.9. You're listening to Chatterbox with Brett and Andrew and our guest, Adam Richards on Joy 94.9. Sorry, Adam Richard.
Adam Richard.
Yes, it's like Adam Richard is like in Wendy Richard.
And apparently the fabulous you can drop now. Well, even though that was a trademark for how many years?
Look, you know, I can't afford to keep it up without the austere weight. I worked at the ABC for a couple of years there. I had to become the affordable Adam Richard.
Oh, the 8 cents a day, Adam Richards.
Yes. We've had a couple of messages come through. We've had one from dear friend of the show, John of Hawthorne, which says, good evening all. Can't believe this is the season finale. I love Tuesday nights listening to two amazing hosts and a full hour of side-splitting laughter. Love, John of Hawthorne.
Oh, bless. Thank you, John.
Thank you, John of Hawthorne.
Late of Burnley.
Yes.
Late of Burnley. And the fabulous Moira has sent through one saying, your award-winning humour, great show, and lots of exclamation marks are
excellent.
After.
What award was that, Sean? God bless your love.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, Adam, that was your first song, which was ABBA Mamma Mia, which
yes.
was all about your growing up early life, which was Carlton Brunswick, and then off to Coburg.
Yes.
And we touched on a little bit about you just sort of reached high school, but the next point of the show is where we talk about your coming out story.
Right.
Now, just to clear this up, you are out, aren't you?
No. Oh, my God. No, I'm not Molly. No.
Molly from A Country Practice. If the lawyers are listening.
Allegedly.
Yes.
So tell us about your coming out story.
Well, I mean, this is the weird thing about being gay, and it's hard to have a coming out story because it is an ongoing process. Yeah. And I don't know, like, you never stop coming out.
No, you're like, right.
It's not like we have a particular colour of skin or, you know, there's something wrong with one of our limbs that's really obvious that people can go, oh, how long have you been, you know?
like
when did you tell everyone you couldn't wear two gloves? It's not like you have to, and some people are really dense. Like, you know, when you meet them for the first time, it's like, sweetheart, how do you not know that I don't have wrists, I've got hinges?
My favourite line years ago that I heard someone, and they walked out of the room and the lady said to the gentleman, is he gay? And the friend said, oh, my God, if we didn't have the windows open, he'd just fly right out here.
Don't leave her an open flame. She's flaming already. So I don't have one particular coming out thing, but I kind of was quite open at high school with my sexuality.
At what age, though?
16.
Okay, that's pretty young.
15, 16. So the song I've chosen is, it's actually the song I lost my virginity to.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
And by the way, Mama's a Thoroughbred.
Table for two.
Yeah. I've never been to the other place. Also, strangely, this is an actual true fact. I'm allergic to cats and seafood. I am. Like, it's an actual true thing.
So when you came out, though, were your family really accepting or open of it? Or?
My uncle is gay.
Yeah.
And is the part, or was the partner until she passed away, of Kerry LaGore. So I'm second generation Melbourne celebrity. Because we all know that gays travel diagonally through a family. So
it's like hazel eyes. It's just
my dad had said some very uncharitable things about my uncle one night, and I ran in and told my mother, and expecting her, you know, to, I don't know what I expected her to do, or just get furious and say, "Oh, your dad's an idiot." And she just went very, very calmly. She said, "I love my brother more than anything in the world, and your father's an idiot."
Oh, wow. Wow.
And I went, and because, you know, I was like probably about 14 at the time and had been having feelings.
Yeah.
And it was just one of those moments I was like, oh, this is going to be easy. So when I eventually said it to her, she's like, "Do you need to go to the doctor?" I'm like, "You can't get a prescription for this, Mum." She's like, "Yeah, you're right. All right, there we go." That was the whole conversation. And then it started to turn into a thing. Like, she started using it against me because I'm very untidy.
Yeah.
And she would come into my bedroom and she'd go, "Thought you people were supposed to be tidy. What's this?"
"You know too much, woman."
That was the worst thing about having a gay uncle.
And what about school? What was school like? A 16 is, or particularly then, would have been pretty young to come out.
I started high school in 1983.
Yep.
The number one song that year was Karma Chameleon.
Yeah.
Wow.
So we're talking a very, it was a very accepting time. It was, you know, like, gender fluidity was quite, you know, the word androgynous was being used for the first time ever. You know, you had your Annie Lennox's, Marilyn, like, so... Sexuality was, like, it was exciting. I was like a school celebrity for a lot of people. Wow. It's like, "Oh, Adam, he's wearing pearls today." Everyone was shopping at the op shop. Yeah. So it was, it was not the terrible nightmare that I know other people have experienced. But maybe that's because it was an inner city school.
Yeah.
But I think a lot had to do with just how much everyone was into music and how music stars were... You know, very, you know, there was no specific gender. Like,
I think particularly around that sort of 83.
Yeah.
82, 83, 84. It was, you know, because you said you had Culture Club, you had Marilyn, you had Dead or Alive.
Yes. It was.
And it was sort of a non-issue.
Yeah.
But I remember saying that. I remember being in my high school and it was quite the issue. If I didn't have the mean, big, butch brother that I had.
Or Jane Oakey.
Jane Oakey, who beat everybody up. Oh,
good girl.
I would have got into quite the trouble.
You're listening to Chatterbox tonight with Brett and Andy and our guest Adam, only on Joy 94.9.
Click on the podcast tab via the new Joy website for the best of Joy. joy.org.au.
You're listening to Chatterbox with Brett and Andrew and our special guest, Adam Richard, on Joy 94.9.
Now, my love, we're at the halfway mark.
We are.
And even though it's our last show for the season, what is Chatterbox about again?
We are a talk show where we bring in a member of the community, GLBTIQQA. That's got to get shorter.
I know. The alphabet soup of sexuality.
Bring it back. Edit. But we bring in a member of the community where they get to choose four songs that best tell their story. And we have a bit of a chat and we have a bit of a giggle.
My love.
Yes.
My love.
Yes. We've had a message come through. Oh, sorry.
Oh, my God.
I've never been...
I've been living with her for 16 years, Adam. I don't know what else to say.
We've had a message come through on the magic typewriter.
I can't believe you want to bring it at work.
We've had a telex in from 1986. No, the lovely Prue has sent through a message, hasn't she, Melissa?
She has. It's good. Come back on air very soon. She'll be sorry she said that by 10 o'clock. Love, Prue from Blackburn. Kiss.
Thanks, Prue.
Now, Adam, you were mentioning before around your coming out song.
Yes. Well...
It was a bit sordid.
It was losing your virginity.
Yeah.
It was my losing my virginity song.
Will you share your cherry story with us? Or is it too personal?
No. I reenacted it in a stand-up show once. I used to get someone out of the audience to be...
Oh, the other bloke.
The other, my friend. So it was my best friend at school, whose name I won't mention because he's married with children now, would never live it down. But I... you know, we talked about it a lot. And one night after a few too many Bacardi and McDonald's Coca-Colas... I did a little dance to this song that was apparently irresistible.
And the dance of the seven tea towels.
Leg warmers optional or not?
Everything was optional by the end of it.
Oh, my God. Here she is now, Madonna, with Burning Up.
Oh, you're listening to Chatterbox with Brett and Andrew and our special guest, Adam Richard, on Joy 94.9. You're listening to Chatterbox with Brett and Andrew and our special guest, the fabulous Adam Richard on Joy 94.9. Oh. I'm so hung up about not saying the fabulous Adam every time now. And the fabulous Adam.
Absolutely. Big old gay Adam. How's that, love?
That's not a surprise to anyone. We're on Joy, for Christ's sake.
Now, speaking of the fabulous Adam, first encounter with you was every morning from 7 till 9 when you were on the Austereo Network.
Yes.
On the Matt and Joe show.
Yeah.
What was that like?
Oh, my God, it was the best fun ever.
How did you land it?
Oh, they just wanted a queen to talk about gossip, really. No. I did. Do you know the weird thing was, like, we had to have all these weird secret meetings in the studios with newspapers pasted up. Because Tracy wasn't allowed to know, even though she decided to go, like it all had to be done clandestinely. Yep. Joe was already cast with Matt, and they wanted a third person. And so I auditioned. I saw a lot of people, you know, some people who are on television now quite frequently, also auditioning at the time. Yep. And it got down to there were three of us, and we all went in one morning when Tracy had taken the day off, and we all did an hour each. And they decided to go with Chris Bennett of the three of us. And, like, months went by, nothing was happening. And then the boss of the station, Brian Ford, who's still quite a mover and shaker in the radio industry, rang and said, look, we've decided to give the job to Chris, but we loved you so much. We want to create a job for you.
Oh, wow.
Oh, fab.
So can you come in and do celebrity gossip? And I had been, like, I'd done a show about celebrity gossip, you know, a stage show. So I was like, yeah, that's easy. I love the woman's day. So there was a meeting very early on. There was a meeting one day where one of my bosses said, look, we love it, Adam, but we want to know if you can sound a bit gayer. They really wanted a gaybo doing gossip. Right. And I was like, oh, honey, I don't know if I can. And I seriously, I did this in a meeting. I went, how about this? And they went, yeah, maybe just what you're doing is enough. Because it was, I think in their heads was the idea that, you know, there was no sex in the word sexuality.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
it was you know, it was being gay. There was nothing to do with sex. So every now and again, I would like to remind them. It's like, no. I put things in places you don't want to think about. But yeah, it was, and there was a meeting deciding what to call me, and they kind of said, oh, whatever we call him, that's what he'll be called for the rest of whenever he's on the station, which terrified me. So I thought, well, I'd like to be called my name, if possible. Whereas like Hamish from Hamish and Andy used to do the show beforehand and was called Street Bitch. Like that was his name. They would send him out into the street and they would just make him do things. And that's all he was ever called at that station until he started doing the show with Andy. So I was like, I don't want to be called like, you know, Gossip Bitch or, you know, Mr. Bitch or whatever it was going to end up being. And so I suggested the fabulous Adam Richard and they went, oh, actually, that's quite good.
Yep.
So for a long time, the show was called Matt, Joe and Benno with the fabulous Adam Richard. More names than anyone. They all had like two syllables at best.
I love it. It's sort of like the very special guest star.
I know.
Betty Davis on Hotel.
It was, I felt like Heather Locklear and Melrose Place.
I remember because I listened to the show for years and I remember you used to come on and you do your gossip piece and then you'd go away and then you just seemed to get and you were there for longer
and
longer.
You just sort of stayed in the studio, love.
Yeah. After Chris left after about 8 months and they auditioned a whole bunch of people to take his place and then they just said, Adam, can you just do it? I went, yeah. So I just sat there in the show, like just giggling inanely and doing my gossip
but
segments.
It was fabulous because it sounded like you were all having such a good time.
We did. It was like, you know, it's like, I don't want to make it sound like it was just a laugh. It was like being at the pub at 7 o'clock in the morning. But it was really hard work. We had meetings. We would be there until 1-2 in the afternoon. Like it was really exhausting. When we were on air together was the most fun I've ever had in my life. Like we just all made each other laugh and it was like, even like I was in at Gold today and I saw Joe and Troy and we just all these old jokes just started coming out. Like we had all these recurring jokes, like these terrible jokes about Alan Jones. After the show, we'd just sit and play these audio files of Alan Jones cracking it in the audio booth. Our favourite one was where he was going, headlines everywhere in the world today, and you just hear his phone ringing. And you just hear him go, oh, shit. We could do these for hours. So this morning, like while we're getting ready to record, I think Troy's gone, oh, headlines everywhere in the world today, and I just went.
Oh my goodness! You're listening to Chatterbox tonight with Brett and Andy and our guest Adam, only on Joy 94.9.
Download the Joy 94.9 smartphone app today. See joy.org.au.
You're listening to Chatterbox with Brett and Andrew, and I guess the wonderful Adam, not the fabulous Adam, but the wonderful Adam. You're going to have to trademark that now. That's going to eat into a pocket money. On Joy 94.9.
Oh, my goodness. Hey, we've just had a message sent through, my love, from the lovely Chris of Yarraville.
Yes, we have.
Yes.
And it says, what an absolute hoot to conclude the Chatterbox season, boys. It's a three-way extravaganza crescendo with Adam. Oh, loving the laughs, as always, and we'll miss my Tuesday night entertainment. Love, Chris from Yarraville. Aww. Thanks, Chris.
Thanks, Chris.
Thanks, Chris.
Now, Adam, you are just about to start the Melbourne Comedy Festival.
Yeah, I did a show on Monday called The Shelf, which we do every Monday at the Top in Town with Justin Hamilton. Will Anderson is there every week as well. It's annoying. I love him.
Does she ever go home?
Nah, she loves it here. Reese Nicholson, I think, is doing every week this year. So that's a huge night. There's barely any tickets for that left, so I don't know why you would bother. But it's awesome. But in my solo show, which is starting next Tuesday, the 5th.
Yes.
At the Imperial Hotel.
The Imperial Hotel in the city, not the one in Chapel Street.
No, the one opposite the Parliament House.
Yes.
Yes, we didn't realise that.
If you go there at a particular time of the afternoon, you can see our sex party member having a cheeky wine. Fiona Patton loves to sneak off from Parliament into the Imperial.
Now, what can people expect if they haven't seen Adam before?
Oh, look, my sister works with a woman who who found out that, you know, she's my sister and said, oh, I do love him. I love him on the Spicks and Specs. You know what? So many comedians are tempted to go filthy, but he always keeps it really clean. I'm like, oh, there's at least two rimming jokes in this show.
She better not come.
Sorry, Dad.
If my mother's listening, it's when you roll your finger.
The wine glass.
Over
the wine glass.
Yeah, when you're making a margarita and you need to put the salt on the rim.
Now, Adam, for your... Here am I trying to change the subject. Adam, for your third track tonight,
who knew rimming would push us over the edge?
Just for the taste of it. For your third song tonight, Adam, Mariah Carey.
Well, you did ask for my favourite song and I couldn't choose...
Friend of the show, Mariah Carey. Song.
And I went...
Thank you, Mr. Packer, for bringing her to Australia.
Oh, I do love her. And I thought, oh, look, Mariah's my favourite. I love Mariah. I have seen Glitter more times than possibly even she did. But I do. I adore her. And I just went, what's my favourite? And I was like, oh, I can't even choose a favourite Mariah song. So I've chosen the campest Mariah song I know, which is the theme from The Great and Powerful Oz. Almost
huge hit at the box office.
No one saw the film or heard the song. But you've got to go online and watch the video clip. It is the campest thing you've ever seen. Her segments were directed by David LaChapelle.
It's
just her... on a set, black and white.
Wind machine,
casting the net. There's one bit where she kind of like looks like she's going away from the camera and then she sort of launches at it again.
Is there a lot of heaving bosom?
There's a lot of heaving bosom. Yeah. There's a weird jacket that she decides to flip off at one point and toss it onto the floor.
You've got to love her because she literally is Star Craven Posse now.
I once read a sentence about her when she was on American Idol, and I think it's the most accurate description. They said she has the kind of eccentricity that only comes with 2 decades as a megastar. Well, yeah, no one's ever said no to Mariah. Yeah,
no attachment to the real world.
Have you seen her in Vegas? She gets wheeled onto the stage. There's these two burly men pushing this gigantic trolley with Mariah plonked on it and some other woman running alongside doing her makeup while she's getting dragged up the steps. I'm like, I would do that. If I could afford it, I would hire people to push me onto stage.
Here she is now with Almost Home.
You're listening to Chatterbox with Brett and Andrew and our guest, the fabulous Adam, on Joy 94.9.
I've seen the light in the sky. In the skies are like fireflies, burning bright, just to vanish in the dark.
You're listening to Shadowbox with Brett and Andrew and our guest, Adam Richard, on Joy 94.9.
Now, my love, this is your favourite time of the night and it's out of the box where you get to ask our beautiful guest some embarrassing questions.
Oh, yay.
I don't think Adam will really care about any of these, quite frankly.
Had my embarrassment gland surgically removed.
My darling, what's the worst or most awful outfit that you've ever worn where you look back and think... You thought at the time you looked gorgeous, but...
Look, when I was, perhaps a bit ravey, my mother had bought me a Spider-Man...
Nothing good comes out of those words.
A Spider-Man suit from a second-hand or a costume shop that was going out of business. And I would wear that a lot with a pair of roller skates. And then we would be doing Talking Poofy live shows at the Comedy Festival, and I just would wear it and never explain it. 140 kilo me squeezed into a spandex Spider-Man suit. Did not do up at the back with no explanation.
That's heaven.
I don't even know where it is now. I think I lost it one night.
Next question,
my
love.
Next question is, what is the most embarrassing song in your music collection? That one that...
I just played it. No, the soundtrack to Glitter.
There's been too many... Ladies and gentlemen, there's too many references to Glitter tonight.
For those of you that don't know, Glitter was a...
shit film.
It was an amazing
by
film.
By Mariah.
It's didn't one of those films sense. That is so terrible that it loops around and becomes great.
It's amazing. It's, yes. It is amazing. Yeah,
she plays an up-and-coming nightclub singer in the 80s.
Whose mother has abandoned her.
Her mother was also called Lillian Frank.
Her mother was Lillian Frank.
The irony.
Watch it just for that.
Just watch it for that.
And what's her face that hosted Top Chef? She's in it too. You know, that was married to Salman Rushdie.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Padma Lakshmi.
It was like David Guetta's wedding list again, wasn't it? It was just a cast of thousands. No one knew anyone.
No.
No. My love, next question.
Last question is, what is the, that sort of love to love, but it gets no stars on IMDb. What's that TV or movie that you just love regardless? Are you going to say Glitter again?
Well, I would, but we've gone there. I am chronically addicted to Emmerdale. The,
oh, my God.
The English, UK.
British
UK, yeah.
Countryside soap opera.
Can I say, Emmerdale's gone a bit raunchy compared to what Emmerdale was in
my
know. Day.
Emmerdale Farm, when when the most exciting thing was there was a birthing of a cow.
Yeah. And he had cleaned the welly boots.
But, yeah, I love Emmerdale because it's on six times a week. There are six episodes a week on in the Lord. UK. So it's real, like, you've got to really be dedicated
I love
to Emmerdale.
With Britain and their soap operas because there's, when I was there, there was Emmerdale, Coronation Street, EastEnders, and
they're
all
still on.
But they just have more episodes a week. So it's like, if we can't make it better, we're just going to make it more frequent.
I love Coronation Street. The comedy storylines are really funny, but their drama storylines have been a bit annoying of late. But Emmerdale has just had great consistency for the last, probably, must have been a year and a bit. I've been just jamming glued. Into my eyeballs six times a week like a crazy person. But I cannot get enough of rural soap operas. I think of moving on to The Archers next.
Oh, Lord.
Can you please don't say, I think it was Bluebird, the Aussie.
The 15-minute.
Yes.
What was the other one you loved?
Oh, my God, my favourite, Adam. Mm-hmm. And it only lasted for one season by the Channel 10/O Network, Arcade.
Arcade.
It was sung by Doug Parkinson. Sung Maybe You and I. It was fabulous. It was the worst soap. Oh. The sets used to fall down. People were on reading their scripts on set. It was brilliant.
It was amazing.
Do you know, Aussie, go back to those crappy days of great crappy soap.
Oh, no, they're still crappy soaps. They're on Channel 11.
Channel 10 never loses the torch.
And Nicola Charles is just about to go back to one of them.
Oh. She was always putting the wrong emphasis on the different syllables, wasn't she?
We're running out of time, but hey, you're listening to Chatterbox tonight with Brett and Andy and our very special guest, Adam, only on Joy 94.9.
Joy.
You're listening to Chatterbox with Brett and Andrew and our guest, Adam Richard, on Joy 94.9.
We have fast run out of time.
And before we go, we've got one more message, which just says, have a great, fabulous way to finish your season. Hope you two are back for a new grid soon. Regards, Adrian. Thanks, Adrian.
Thank you, Adrian. Now, Adam.
Yes.
It's Melbourne International Comedy Festival time. If people want to see your lovely show, what do they do?
Oh, comedyfestival.com.au.
Yes.
Just type in my name.
Now, your show's called Split Secondism. Starts next Tuesday.
Starts Tuesday, Imperial Hotel.
We're going to see you Wednesday night next week. Very excited.
Yes, I might know it by then. Tuesday's my preview.
We're going to heckle. Boo! She's a hack!
It's a very small room. I'll be able to see you.
And throw things.
Just before you go, what is your final song?
My final song is a song I've been listening to mostly instrumental music lately, film music. I went to see the Melbourne Symphony Orchestra perform the soundtrack to the J.J. Abrams film Star Trek,
yes,
which was scored by Michael Giacchino. I cried four times at a science fiction movie. Just because live orchestral music is just...
gets you in the guts.
Overwhelming. It is incredible.
Yeah.
And this is my favourite track from the Star Trek soundtrack. It's called Enterprising Young Men. Just because it's the Starship Enterprise.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Nothing to do with anything.
Took me about 10 minutes to get it.
Adam, thank you for being such a wonderful guest.
Oh, night. Thank you for having me.
Best of luck with the new show. And my love, this is our final sign-off
it
for
is
this
indeed.
Group.
So I don't get to say see you next Tuesday, but I do get to say see you next time. Bye.
Thanks, everyone, for listening, and good night, Australia.
Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.